with a tradition that we... So Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, so he used to sing one small bhajan before starting his classes whenever he used to do it around the world. This bhajan is very simple and very easy to sing also. So request you to sing the bhajan after me. The process of singing this bhajan is, first I will sing one line in a particular tune, and then when I am singing, you are supposed to listen to it in a lot of devotion, and after singing a particular line, then you can follow it in the same tune. So I request you all to participate in the bhajan very sincerely, and then we'll go for today's session, that is introduction to Bhagavad Gita.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Tiravanachari Yamuna Tiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Giridhari Radhe, Jaya Radha, Giridhari Radha, Giridhari Radhe. Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Nascha Praesha Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishchikim ओम अज्ञातिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामैहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकान्तराधाकान्तनमोऽस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चनगौरङ्गिराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि वृषभानुसुते देवि प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू दिस सिक्स डेज जर्नी ऑफ सेल्फ डिस्कवरी जनरली वी हैव डन मेनी जर्नीज इन आवर लाइव्स. We have gone to many pilgrimage places. We have gone and done a journey to our hometowns and journey to some picnic spot or some resort or so many places. But the journey for the 6 days, what we are going to do today or starting from today for the next 6 days, is a unique journey. That journey is not an outward journey. There is an inward journey. So we go out to some place and then come back. But this journey is an inward journey. Inward journey means to find out who we are, to dwell within our own mind. What is the purpose of my life? Why am I living for? What is the goal of my life? Why am I not happy? There are so many topics which we actually don't even think about. So this is an inward journey towards the soul, deep within our heart. But many people are not so much interested in this journey. The very fact is, in spite of so much of advertisement, so much of request by many of the devotees to join this course, very few actually selected to come to this place. Now, today's topic is Introduction to Bhagavad Gita. Like, the list of the topics for the next few days are already given to you in the handouts, in the brochure to you. Today's Introduction to Bhagavad Gita starts with one very important question. And there's a question not only very important, but it is also very an exciting question, a surprising question. This question is for you all to think about. Why did you come here? It may be a very surprising question, a strange question. After inviting you all the way from your homes and offices, which you have taken early leave from your offices and came here, if I ask you a question, wow, why did you come here? It looks very strange, but the course starts with this one important question. This whole journey starts with a very prominent, not only important, but it's a very surprising question. What is it? Why have I come here? Why did you come here? There's so many people in this world or in this society or in this political complex. They know that such a course is happening. But still, some of them chose to come to this course. Some of them did not even bother about coming to this course. So what made you come here? What made the other person not to choose to come to this course? Or in other words, what is there in you which dragged you all the way from your offices or your house to this place? And what is not there in other people which made them not to come to this place? So what is there within you? What is the speciality within you which made you join this course? There may be so many reasons for which you have come to this course, come to hear Bhagavad Gita. You may say, no, my friend was insisting that you should come. So I just came. Somebody might have said that I saw something in the newspaper and found, okay, let's see, I got some free time, let me go there. There may be many reasons, but there's one very important thing which is lying within every one of you. One important quality which is there within every one of you, which made you give up so many engagements to come and attend this course and take a oath that I'm going to do it for 6 days, at least for 2 hours. So what is that quality within you? The scriptures say, this quality is so important that it makes a person a human. That quality is to inquire. The tendency or the quality within us to inquire into the absolute truth. Jigyasa. In Sanskrit it's called jigyasa. To know. I want to know who these Hare Krishnas are. I want to know what this Bhagavad Gita is. I saw the brochure and I found there are some interesting topics. I want to know about them. The wanting to know, that means to inquire. What exactly is this world about? What exactly is this karma? What exactly is this Bhagavad Gita? I heard there are so many people who just give up their lucrative jobs and join ISKCON. What is there within this movement? What is there within this movement which makes the Westerners, the Americans to join this movement? I just want to know. There's a quality or the inquisitiveness in a person that is counted. That is the very important. That is why the first aphorism of the Vedanta Sutra says, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Athato Brahma Jigyasa means, now therefore inquire into the absolute truth. This Athato Brahma Jigyasa, Atha means now. So what is the meaning of now? Now means, now we have a human form of life. Now we are two hands and two legs. At least we look like human beings. So now we have a human form of life. Now, therefore, what we are supposed to do? Inquire into the absolute truth. Because before, in some other life forms, we have inquired into so many things, but not into the absolute truth. That is why the scriptures say, Ahar nidra bhayamitunam cha samanyamitat pasupir naranam dharmo hi eko adiko visheshu dharmena vihina pasupir samana. There are four also eating, and the humans, we are also eating. Nidra, you find the animals, they are also sleeping. And as humans, we are also sleeping. Bhaya, that is, the animals, they have a tendency to protect themselves. Even the crow builds its own crow's nest. They become so proud of getting a flat someplace in Hiranandani or Sanvihar. And then, oh, I got a nice wonderful flat of 50 lakh rupees. So the tendency to have a house is there in the animals also. The crow builds its own crow nest. And every living entity has this tendency to protect themselves from enemies. The nations, we have something to protect ourselves by having an army. And the animals, they also have some setup by which they protect themselves, that is Maya. And the fourth activity is Maitunamcha, that is to have a family life. The humans, they also have their family lives. We all have families, children. The animals also have children. They also have Maitunamcha. They also have the family life. So if these four activities are common between humans and animals, so what is the speciality of a human being? Why we call ourselves special? What makes us a human being? Ahar, nidra, bhaya, metunam, cha, samanya, metat, pashubhatam. Samanya means these activities are common. But what is the speciality of a human being? Dharmohi eko adhiko vishesho. It is a dharma which makes a human somewhat different from an animal. If there is no dharma, dharmena vihina, pashubhat samana. A human is an animal. Maybe he may be looking like a human being, but he is called too like the animal. And what is the meaning of dharma? Dharma means a particular set of rules and regulations we follow in our life. That is called dharma. The rules and regulations as enjoined in the scriptures, that is called dharma. If you see, rules and regulations are meant for human beings only, not for animals. Say for example, there is a traffic jam and you get out from your car and see, hey, why the traffic jam is there? You go there and you find ahead of the traffic jam, there's a big buffalo sitting on the road. And the police wala is trying to drive over the buffalo. And all the cars are on, they are sounding their horns. And buffalo is looking at all the cars, everybody, and smiling. And this police wala, somehow or other, he gets the buffalo out. And then the traffic moves forward peacefully. The police wala will not go to the buffalo and then say, you are fined for 500 rupees because of parking your body in the wrong place. Why? Because the rule, the traffic rules are not meant for the buffalo. Is meant for us. If we don't follow, then we are immediately charged for it. So animals, they don't have rules and regulations. Dharma is not meant for them. It is for the humans. It is dharma. The dharmena vihina pashupit samana. That is why one has to inquire, what is this dharma? What is the purpose of my life? If that inquiry is not there, then scripture says, that person is dvipada pashu. Sanskrit word is dvipada pashu. Dvipada means two-legged. Pashu means animal. The two-legged animal is one, he may be looking like a human being, but still, there is no desire to inquire into the higher realms of existence. If at all there is inquiry, those inquiries just restricted to these four things. Where will I get better food? Where will I get a better place to live or sleep? Where will I get better protection? Where will I get better sex? That is all. If you see the present population, everybody is just thinking of how I can do these four things in a better way. That's all. Like especially in Bombay, you find the whole motive of every person is just to get a place in a better society, in a better complex. That's all. Like, generally, our temple is in Mira Road. It's in the western suburb of Bombay. So there are a few people who came from Gujarat, migrated from Gujarat, about 25 years back. And they started a small business. They were very poor. From scratch they started. Then what happened? They were to live in Virar, paying few hundred rupees rent and some charm. As the business increased, they had enough capacity to take a loan and buy a flat in Bhayandar. And then they were so happy for that. As the business increased further, as soon as the loan got over, they had the capacity to buy a flat in Borivali. And they took a big loan and then bought a flat. And recently what happened was, their business increased so much, they thought, no, Borivali is not a good place to stay. Let us go to Parla. Their target is now to go to Kavkare also. So now, if you see the whole life, about practically the whole generation of the family, they just spent in only one thing. How I can just do these four activities in a better way? Is the human life meant for this? If you see the whole life, what did they do? In Virar, they were also eating, they were also sleeping, but in a small place. When they came to Bhayandar, they were also eating, sleeping, mating, defending, in a different place. Now, doing these four things in a different place, does that mean progress? Does this mean development? No. Sometimes you may say, no, animals, they are eating in somewhere in the gutter, and then the pig eats in the gutter. I am having a nice, wonderful dining table, and I have got a fork, knife, and all these things. I eat my breakfast in the Western way. You may say that. But ultimately, the amount of enjoyment the pig is getting by eating that something stool in the gutter, the same amount of enjoyment we are also getting by eating something which is cooked in your house. As for the enjoyment is concerned, it is the same. Like, for example, you have an animal which is sleeping on the road. After sleeping, you may be sleeping on a Dunlop bed. Very wonderful air-conditioned atmosphere. After sleeping, do you remember where you are sleeping? Don't remember that. The amount of enjoyment the pig is getting in sleeping in a gutter, the amount of enjoyment is the same. Maybe the situation may be different. If you go and give a rasgulla to a pig, the pig will say, no, I don't like this. This is better. So the activity is the same. Sophistication in this four activity doesn't make us somewhat special than animals. We may be calling ourselves as a sophisticated animal, but not a human being. The first and foremost principle which the scriptures teach us is athato brahmajikyasaha. Now we have got a human form of life. Don't waste this life in inquiring where will I get better food, where will I get better eating facility, mating facility, and sleeping facility. Of course, these four things are required to sustain our body, but that should not become the object of our life, the goal of our life. Like few days back, practically a few months back, I don't find those hoardings now. Earlier, when I used to come to Thane about a year back, there are big hoardings by one construction company. They are very intelligent people to cheat others. So they have written, they have shown some kind of society which is not so good, and they have put a picture of their society which is very posh and all. They say, stop existing, start living. Stop existing, start living. So everybody is thinking, I am existing like this. It is just existence. I want to live. So they went and bought some flats in those places. Now it is very nice to hear the statement that stop existing, start living. But here we are not interested in living, because animal also lives. But we are not interested in living life. Living is not important as much as leading a life. There is a distinct difference between living and leading. Living means you are just existing, living, that's all. Just living. There's no goal. Actually, one should lead one's life to a goal. That is why, if at all we have to inquire into first one most important. What is that? What is the goal of my life? There are actually two prime inquiries in our life. Being born as a human being, one has to inquire, what is the goal of my life? Number two is, in spite of all my endeavors to become happy, I worked so hard in my life to become happy, but in spite of all these things, all this hard work, still unhappy. Why? These are the two prime inquiries of life. The first one is, what is the goal of life?
I'm now 30, working very hard and getting some money, maintaining the family. Nowadays, 40 will come, 50 will come, 60 will come, and the day is going to come when I'm going to leave my body. What did I achieve at that time? Recently, I met a 60-year-old man. I was talking to him, then he told, see, jeevan mein bahut kiji, bahut kuch kiya hai. I did so many things in my life. Then I told, very nice that you got enough experience that now you have to take up devotional service or inquire into the higher realms of existence. Then he told, for this we have some more time. Then he told, some problems are there in my life. I'm just starting a new business. Told, what did you do for 60 years? When you are hale and healthy, when the intelligence was working properly, you could not solve the problems of your life. Do you think at age of 60, by starting a new business, you're going to solve the problems of your life? No. Why this happens? Because there was no goal. When he was young, he was not knowing what is the destination, what is the goal of my life. Where should I lead my life to? If you see, all the successful businessmen or all the successful companies, the first thing is they fix some targets, they fix some goals. And everybody is working to achieve that goal. Then only the company is successful in the same way. If you want your life to be successful, you have to set some goals in life. Goal setting is the most important. So being born as a human being, what is the goal of my life? First and the foremost inquiry is this. Suppose you see a person on the road, going on the road, you ask him, where are you going? I'm just going. No, where are you going? I'm just going. You call him a madman. If there are no goals in one's life, then he's a madman. Like these days, we are interested in going very fast. Fast life. Everybody wants a fast car. A person is driving a car at 120 kilometers an hour. He wants to go faster. He's interested in going faster, but he's not interested in knowing where he's supposed to go. One may go very slow. He can have a cycle. That's better. But if he's in the proper direction and reaching the proper destination, a cycle is better than some Benz car, which is moving at 140 kilometers an hour, but still not knowing where to go and why to go. What is the destination? So a proper destination of life, goal of life, that has to be inquired. That person is a human. Athato brahma jignyasa. Jignyasa. Become inquisitive. Know where I am supposed to go. Life just passes. If you see just the school children, just few years back, we were also like these school children. Generally, when I see the school children, the college boys, I remember just few years back, I was also like that. Life just passes. 30, 40, 50, 60 comes. And death comes. What did I achieve? So now you may say, oh, knowing the goal of life and all these things are all too much. For me, this is too philosophical for me. But the second inquiry, being born as human, that is, why am I suffering? This is a very dear question to us. It's actually very near to our heart. Why? Because everybody in this world is suffering. A few days back, somebody came and met me and told, Prabhuji, I'm suffering a lot. Well, there is nothing special in it. Everybody is suffering. But everybody is suffering in a special way. That's all. In a unique way. You are suffering, somebody has financial problems. If somebody doesn't have financial problems, he has family problems. Suppose somebody doesn't have family problems, not financial, he also has mental problems. If somebody doesn't have neither of three problems, he'll have physical problems. If somebody doesn't have any problem, he'll have a problem because of not having problem.
Like if you see children, exams are over, everything is there, nothing to worry about. But still, you find them, they cannot sit peacefully at one place. Until unless they do some problem, go to the kitchen, do something, break something, then only they will be peaceful. So they are having a problem of not having a problem. Then they create a problem, then they get scoldings from the parents or get beaten. Then they peacefully sit down. So that is how this world is designed. Now the question remains, in spite of all my endeavors, in spite of all my efforts to become happy, why am I suffering? Why am I suffering? Actually, if you see, everybody is working hard to enjoy and get become happy or get happiness. But in spite of all that, for so many years, but still people are suffering. Recently, I had been to one, I was invited to a lecture on a particular topic for the senior citizens. Then I started my lecture like this. That how many of you are happy in your life? Then gradually, like somebody was raising, putting down like that. Then I asked, how many of you are not so happy in your life? Then one by one, they raised their hands. Somebody raised the hand, other person looked at it and raised the hand. They told, you're all above 60. What did you do for all these years? If after 60 years of trying to work hard to become happy, still you're not happy, what is your understanding? One person stood up and told that we took many wrong decisions in life, that is why. One person stood up and told, we trusted many people whom we are not supposed to trust. So many reasons were given. So many mirrors just came up. Because everybody in all those years, like for example, they were like at the age of 20 till the age of 60 means 40 years. They worked hard, very hard, so that all my problems will be solved and I'll become very happy. But still, they could not get it. So it's a very important question for all of us to ask. Why am I suffering? If you see, everybody is thinking, now there are some problems. Tomorrow everything will be nice. Just few years only, few months, then everything. Once my business is set up, I can relax peacefully, no problem. Like a small child, when he goes to the school, he is so fed up with his school. Daily go at a particular time, wear the uniform, so much of homework, classes, teacher sometimes scolding us, beating us, the parents putting pressure that you get this many marks. So much of pressure. And this small kid, when he is studying the 6th, 7th standard, he sees these college boys and girls and thinks, how happy they are, just see. They can go any time to the college. They can bunk the college. They can attend one period and then leave the other period and then come away to their house. Go to movies. They can wear any kind of dress. If they want, they can even go without wearing dress also. If you go to the colleges, you find, you really feel pity when you go to this college these days. You feel really pity that there is some scarcity of some cloth in the market or what. So this child is always thinking that tomorrow when I go to the college, everything will be nice and wonderful. I will be so happy in the college. College life is always enjoyable. The school kid is thinking. Once he passes out from his 10th standard, he is just waiting to get into the college. Especially colleges in South Bombay are very much attractive to all the children. 10th standard means, if you just tell them, to join a college in Thana, hey, this low class. I want to go to Churchgate. I want to go to Midipai. So that is the goal of your life. And they'll think, if I go there, I'll enjoy to my fullest extent. I'll become so happy. And the first day in the college, he's so happy. You know why? Because as soon as the professor enters the classroom, they can do a lot of mischief. In the school, it could not be possible. They're so scared of the teacher. In the college, they are making a mockery of the teacher. They are throwing so many things on him. And after the first period, they are out in the garden gossiping. And they could go to a movie and do anything. And then they can wear any kind of dress. Few days go by in such happiness. One day, this boy sees his friend. He has got a new bike. Because he's got a new bike, he's got a new girlfriend. And he says, I don't have it. His friend has got a 3,000 rupee shoes. He doesn't have it. He's just thinking, I'm suffering because I don't have money. Tomorrow when I pass out from the college and get a job, just see, whatever I wanted to buy, I'll buy everything. Not only that, I'll buy the whole world. He has got made a big list what he's going to buy. So he goes to the college. Somehow, with a lot of hard work, he passes out from the college. And just thinking, tomorrow when I get a job, when I get a good salary, when I get the money, I'll be very happy in my life. Money will make me happy. Throughout the college, I was just suffering. Seeing my friends enjoying, I'm not able to enjoy. Just because of lack of money. It is the money which is going to make me happy. So tomorrow, when I get a job and get some money, I'll become happy. So then, one day, he passes out from the college, immediately gets a very good job. Very good student also. The first salary, he gives some money to his parents, relatives, and then he starts thinking of what should be bought. He makes a budget, and he's spending money, buying all those things which he all wanted. The first few months of the training period are over now. 6 months are over. And then he gets an increment, more salary. He's so happy, thinking that this salary will make me more happy. And now, it is 5:30 in the evening. As usual, during the training period, what he does, he tries to wind up his office and he's leaving from his office. Then the boss calls him and says, oh, where are you going? He says, it's 5:30, sir, I'm leaving too. It's my working hours are over. Boss says, no, just do this job. He says, I can do it tomorrow, my working hours are over. Then the boss gives a very nice smile to him and then says, my dear, you hear, this is 5:30 now, this is the time America is active. This is the time you're supposed to start your work. Whole morning, during the daytime, you work for the Indians. In the evening time, in the night time, you work for the Americans. He is there in the office 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Whole week he is working. And one Sunday he gets. And that Sunday he is just sleeping, making up for all the sleep which has been lost. He has got a lot of money. At that time he is thinking, I have money, everything is there, but I don't have peace of mind. And at that time he realizes one very important. All those people whom he thought that they are relatives and friends and that and this, all of them, they started eyeing on his money and bank balance. Thought, oh my dear, you are earning so much, what are you going to give me? You give me this much, you help me in this way. And this person is feeling so frustrated. Nobody is understanding my problem. I thought these people love me, or actually they are actually expecting so much from me. It is just exploitation. Nobody understands me. Nobody loves me. So the same boy who was in college, he was thinking, when I get a job and money, I'll be happy. Now he's thinking, tomorrow when I get the love of my life, I'll be very happy. Tomorrow when I love a person, or there's a person who loves me, I'll become happy. And he's just searching for a person who really loves him. And one day, he finds a person who really loves him, and then he gets married to the person. And thinking that from today onwards, my life will be so wonderful. All these years I was just suffering for so many reasons. Now, this day onwards, the doors of heaven are open. So all these years, he had an opportunity to think that tomorrow I'll become happy. One day I'll become happy. But the day came when he got married. Even the hope of tomorrow is being lost. All these years, at least he had the hope that I'll become happy tomorrow. Now, it's gone. So our life is like that of this, of a donkey, which is explained in the example. There's one donkey, the dhobi, used to put a lot of cloth on a donkey and then make the donkey work hard and used to give the donkey dry grass. One day the donkey thought, today I'm not going to work, I'm on strike. I'm working so hard, he's just giving me dry grass. Today I want to eat a carrot. So the donkey was standing and the dhobi put all the cloth on the donkey and then told, hey, chalo. Donkey told no. The dhobi took a stick and started beating the donkey. Chalo. The donkey told no. It went on strike. Then the dhobi thought, okay, this donkey likes the carrot very much. So he took the stick and then tied a carrot in front of the donkey to the one part of the stick. And he dangled the carrot exactly in front of the donkey's eyes, just a feet away. And he tied the stick to the back of the donkey. And the donkey thought, yeah, strike became successful. Now I am going to eat the carrot. So this foolish donkey put one step ahead to eat the carrot. But what happened? The carrot also went one step ahead. And the donkey thought, maybe I got some eyesight or